Welcome to the Jordan Notation for Data Flow Diagram subunit. This is the second subunit of the Process Mapping unit. After successful completion of this unit, you should be able to describe Jordan Data Flow Diagram symbols and convention, describe the entities, processes, data stores, and data path from a data flow diagram in Jordan Notation, and when given a healthcare scenario, create a corresponding Jordan data flow diagram using correct symbols and conventions. Data flow diagrams provide a way to document and visualize the movement of data through a process. As such, they document several aspects of process that analysts and process designers are interested in. There are multiple notations for data flow diagrams, including flowcharts, Jordan notation, and Gaines-Sarsen notation. We will only cover Jordan notation for data flow diagrams here. Jordan notation was introduced in Edward Jordan's 1989 book, Modern Structured Analysis. Jordan notation exists for three types of diagrams. They are data flow diagrams, state transition diagrams, and entity relationship diagrams. These actually are different from the entity relationship diagrams that are data models. The most commonly used in healthcare to date has been overwhelmingly the data flow diagram. Each of the methods for diagramming a process covers certain aspects of processes. Data flow diagrams can represent the context in which a process operates, process steps, and information transformations that occur or should occur. Importantly, data flow diagrams do not represent information content, roles, or flow control. We will cover two uses of data flow diagrams in this presentation, a high-level version that is called a context diagram, and the collection of more detailed versions called data flow diagrams. Both use the same notation. The only difference is that the context diagram is the 50,000-foot bird's eye view rather than the details. At the highest detail level, the context diagram represents an entire system as a single process and highlights the interfaces between the system and the outside world. Thus, context diagrams are helpful to document and share knowledge about what is included in a process, basically the scope. Context and more detailed DFDs show entities, processes such as data transformations, and data stores rather than procedural details as a flowchart would. Data flow diagrams show the what, but not the how. A context diagram, shown on the slide, is the highest level, that is the least detailed, data flow diagram. The context diagram depicts the system or process you are modeling as one process. Here, the private practice patient care. Entities that interact with that process are shown. Here, they are patients, payers, and pharmacies. As are the data stores, the electronic medical record and an e-prescription data store are shown. And it also shows the data flow between the entities, processes, and data stores. Context diagrams are very helpful in making sure that your analysis is complete and that interactions with external entities are not forgotten. In this more complex example, a patient goes through reception, intake process, and intake data are written to the administrative database that is used for billing. After intake, the medical office assistant is given the room assignments. The provider assesses the patient, charts the clinical data, and generates orders. The orders and the clinical data are stored in the electronic health record. The electronic health record data is used in the billing process that generates the claim for reimbursement from the payer. entities represent people, organizations, or other things that interact with the system. That means entities are outside of the system. They may, of course, be part of a larger workflow process, but they are external to the information system processing the data. Entities send or consume information and are also sources or sinks of information. Data flows can come to and from entities only from processes. Processes are named or described with a single word, phrase, or simple sentence that describes the what the process does. A good name consists of a verb-object phrase such as assessment or assess patients. In some cases, the process will contain the name of a person, a group of people, a computer, or a mechanical device. That is, the process sometimes describes who or what is carrying out the process rather than describing what the process is. Flow is represented by curved arrows. Arrowheads on the flow indicate direction, that is, whether data are moving into or out of a process, or both. The name represents the meaning of the data that moves along the flow. Importantly, the same content may have a different meaning in different parts of the system. An example is the address as given by a patient versus that patient's address that has been matched and validated. The data store represents a collection of data at rest. It is named with a noun or a noun phrase. It can be computerized or non-computerized, such as paper charts. Data stores are passive. The arrows to data stores mean write, update, delete. The arrows from data stores mean read, retrieve, and use. Data flows to data stores cannot come from other data stores or from entities. In your notation, an event list accompanies a data flow diagram. An event list contains things that stimulate action from the system. For example, a patient calls for a refill, a pharmacy calls for a refill, or a patient presents with a problem requiring medication. Always choose meaningful name for your processes, flows, stores, and terminators. Other conventions include, be sure to number the processes by placing a unique number in the circle at the top. Redraw your data flow diagram as many times as necessary until it is clear and complete. And remember to simplify your data flow diagrams. A good data flow diagram fits on one page and is not too crowded. If additional details are needed, processes can be exploded onto a new page. Everything on one page should be at the same detail level. In addition to conventions, we have matters of style. The size and shape of bubbles are up to the diagram creator and their client. Curved or straight arrows can be used. It always looks neater with one or the other, but not both. There is no excuse for hand-drawn diagrams today, except during a whiteboarding stage. Some diagrammers name the processes for the role that performs them. Some use color to differentiate types of entities or flow. Beware of black holes, the processes that have inputs but no outputs. Also beware of miracles, processes that have outputs but no inputs. And then there are other mysteries, unlabeled flows and unlabeled processes. Level diagrams are encouraged. Start with higher level context diagrams to understand the scope and boundaries. Decompose your processes to lower levels of detail when needed. Remember, the ultimate goal is an optimized clinic process, not a large detailed set of diagrams. Back to our guidance from Jordan. He states that even if our job were to design the world, we would have to recognize that the world is only a part of the solar system, which is a part of a small, obscure galaxy, which is ultimately part of the universe. The first major model that you must develop as a systems analyst is one that does nothing more than define the interfaces between the system and the rest of the universe. That is the environment. There have been variations on Jordan notation. There's Jordan Code, Jordan DeMarco. Jordan concepts and notations have been adapted to suit the needs of individual projects. Jordan notation for data flow diagrams has been adapted for healthcare process analysis and redesign by the Public Health Informatics Institute in their recent Common Ground initiatives and by AHRQ's funded initiatives. Jordan himself makes the point that the actual shape chosen is not important as long as the analyst uses the shape to consistently represent the same meaning. This data flow diagram uses one shape and does not distinguish between process, entity, and data store. It's called a context diagram, even though it is technically at a more detailed level. It also differentiates types of flow. Importantly, the diagram met the need for software selection and process redesign in many public health departments. The moral is, take what is useful and do not carry extra baggage. Without looking at the next slide, draw a one-page data flow diagram for a prescription refill process at a primary care provider based on the following scenario. Mrs. Jordan takes Benicare 20 milligrams QD for blood pressure control. She has taken this medicine for 2 years with good results. She does not use the auto refill program at her local pharmacy. Today, she called her provider, who does not use e-prescribing, and ask if the prescription could be called into her. Pause the slides and complete your diagram. Compare your diagram to this context diagram. So finally, Jordan notation is a set of symbols and conventions named for the person who developed it, Edward Jordan. Jordan notation has not been adopted as a standard. As such, there is no formal maintenance organization. Individuals use and adapt it to suit their needs. For an adaptation to still be a context diagram, it must show entities, processes, and interactions. These references are provided for your use in this unit.